Mahesh Sharma, India's culture minister and a high school in Irving, Texas, have more in common than they realize. On the face of it, the two incidents appear poles apart. In Texas, Ahmed Mohammed, a 14-year-old high school student, became a national sensation when he took a homemade clock to school to show his engineering teacher.
I built a clock to impress my teacher, but when I showed it to her, she thought it was a threat to her. It was really sad that she took a wrong impression of it, and I got arrested for it later that day.
The boy in the NASA t-shirt was handcuffed, taken to juvenile detention, and I Stand With Ahmed tags flooded Twitter. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Meanwhile, in India, Mahesh Sharma, the culture minister, was on CNN-IBN talking about a recently deceased Indian ex-president, the rocket scientist APJ Abdul Kalam.
जो मुसलमान होते हुए भी इतना बड़ा राष्ट्रवादी और मानवतावादी इंसान था, अब APJ Abdul Kalam उनके नाम पर किया.
President Kalam, he told the television anchor, was a great humanist and patriot despite being a Muslim. Sharma thought he was delivering Kalam a compliment. The Texas school was treating Ahmed as a threat. But both responses draw from the same wellspring of prejudice. Both see being Muslim from a base level of suspicion. As Ahmed tells MSNBC,
I felt like I was a criminal. I felt like I was a terrorist. I felt like all the names I was called.
Names like bomb maker. He's not just a teenager who likes building things. He is a Muslim teenager building a bomb-like device. Bad Muslim. Kalam is not just an Indian president. He is a Muslim president. Good Muslim. Kalam was a great inspirational figure, constantly talking to young Indians.
I learned every youth wants to be unique. Every youth wants to be unique. But the world around you is doing its best day and night to make you just everybody else.
But what the culture minister did in trying to praise Kalam was sent out a message to India's 172 million Muslims that being Muslim is a handicap that has to be overcome to be a good Indian. Just as there's driving while black in America, there's being Indian while Muslim. Ahmed, however, has been flooded with support from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg to President Obama. Cool clock, Ahmed, tweeted President Obama. Want to bring it to the White House?
You're going to the White House, my friend?
Yes.
It's unlikely the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will say anything to Mr. Sharma. Mr. Modi has his own despite being problem. Not so long ago, he praised the Bangladeshi Prime Minister, saying she had zero tolerance for terrorism despite being a woman.
कि बांग्लादेश की प्रधानमंत्री एक महिला होने के बावजूद भी डंके की चोट पर कह रही है कि टेररिज्म के संबंध में मेरा जीरो टॉलरेंस है.
Again, a statement that despite being a compliment misfired badly, as despite being a woman started trending on Twitter as a hashtag. There are far more horrendous overt forms of bias and stereotyping, but these forms of covert prejudice are more insidious. Sharma genuinely believes he was paying an ex-president a well-deserved compliment, just as the police in Texas insist they were just following standard procedure.
Following the standard procedures that we have, the student was handcuffed for his safety and for the safety of the officers and was transported to a juvenile processing center here at the police station.
Ahmed says he can never look at the world in the same way. But he is 14 and hopefully the scars will fade. As for Kalam, he's beyond caring about what anyone thinks of him. But India is saddled with a culture minister who, despite being a culture minister, seems to show little appreciation for the breadth and diversity of India's culture. He thought he was praising a president who happened to be Muslim. Someone else thought they were keeping a school safe. But whichever way you look at it, one thing is clear. Whether in India or the US, the clock struck prejudice. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.